This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 9th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Taliban announced victory over the last resistance group in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley on Monday. Then, on Tuesday, the Taliban announced their interim government for Afghanistan, filled with hardline Taliban veterans from the 1990s. Founding Taliban member Mullah Hassan Akhund is the interim prime minister, and Sirajuddin Haqqani, who is on the FBI's most wanted list, is the acting interior minister. Christians will likely face increased persecution under the new regime. Jeff King with International Christian Concern said that multiple groups are working with the U.S. government to get a special immigration status for Christians.
And we're trying to get a special status set up for Christians because part of the problem is just the machinery of government and what do you do with immigrants? So we need a special status so that the government says, hey, these guys are at risk. And you move them through the immigration process quickly. There's a special status for them. Please pray for that as we work on that.
The Welsh government is working on a so-called LGBTQ+ action plan to protect sexually perverted lifestyles. The government's plan openly admits, quote, a proposal within the draft plan to ban conversion therapy practices may restrict religious freedoms and place faith leaders at risk of prosecution, end quote. Sadly, the Anglican Church in Wales recently voted to offer a special blessing for people living in vile passions with members of the same sex. 3 out of 4 abortion mills in San Antonio, Texas, are not performing abortions after the state implemented the heartbeat law this month. The new law effectively bans 85% of abortions in the state. The number of abortion mills in Texas have already been decreasing since 2008, from 41 locations to only 15 now. A new Rasmussen poll found that 46% of likely U.S. voters support the new law, while 43% oppose it. On Monday, federal unemployment benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic expired, affecting nearly 9 million Americans. However, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that there are 10 million job openings, and a record 50% of U.S. small businesses said they had vacant positions last month. A record 41% of small businesses also said they raised compensation to attract workers. Economist Steve Moore told CBN News, the expiration of unemployment benefits is a good thing for the economy.
Factory jobs are open, trucking jobs are open, business services jobs are open. And by the way, those are not poor paying jobs. These are not, for the most part, minimum wage jobs. Many of them pay, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year to start. So it is good news. We're finally suspending these extra unemployment benefits.
1 Thessalonians 4 verses 10 and 11 says, but we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Pew Research reports a correlation between church attendance and voter selection in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Voters who attended church regularly were more likely to vote for Donald Trump, while people who did not attend church regularly were more likely to back Joe Biden. However, these results held true mainly for white voters. Black voters largely supported Biden regardless of how often they attended church. Another Pew Research study found that 62% of Americans say churches have a positive effect on the country. Overall, Americans tend to view public schools, unions, colleges, and tech companies positively. Americans tend to view large corporations and the entertainment industry negatively. In terms of political affiliation, Republicans are much more likely to view major U.S. institutions negatively, while Democrats were more likely to view them positively. And finally, the YouVersion Bible app team is partnering with Bible translation group Illuminations in their effort to bring the Bible to 95% of the world by 2033. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald told Premier Christian News, quote, "With new methodologies and technology that's improved the speed of Bible translation, we think it's possible in most of our lifetimes here by 2033 to be able to see God's Word translated into 100% of the languages, to see the New Testament available in 99.96% of the languages available, and the whole Bible, the entire Bible, translated in 95% of the languages," end quote. Habakkuk 2 verse 14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.